This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crowe. Whether you know it or not, everyone is a product of their own environment. For adults, it's easy to make better choices and change your environment. But for children, it can be very difficult. Jay Curtis talks with Gaitha Haynes, parenting director for the Children's Coalition of Northeast Louisiana, about how childhood development can be affected by everyone's environment on this week's Time to Talk.
Gaitha, first of all, give us a little bit of an introduction to the Adverse Childhood Experiences Study.
The Adverse Childhood Experience Study is a research study by the American Health Maintenance Organization, Kaiser Permanente, and the Center for Disease Control. It is a hypothesis and a study that helps us understand how early childhood experiences can affect our health later on.
So I was looking at it from a health perspective. How does that study bridge to action that we can take here in Northeast Louisiana?
That study helps us to understand how we can heal our communities through information. It also will help us this side in our parenting practices, learning early how to understand early childhood development from birth to five.
As parenting director at the Children's Coalition, what do you see in that study that resonates with your experience here in our community?
In the state of Louisiana, we have a high child abuse and neglect rate, but also families coming in for services that are mandated for services. You can see the ACE study resonate throughout their lives through early childhood experiences. And also you can see these parenting practices being passed down from generation to generation.
So let's talk about that generationally, because according to the study, if I have an adverse childhood experience as a child, I'm more likely for my kids to have some of those same childhood experiences.
That's correct. For an example, a mother that has been exposed to domestic violence or in a domestic violence situation, the environment that she's in and her children in that environment, we would count that as an ACE score of 1. More than likely, her children will go on to experience that same abuse or that same experience of domestic violence just by exposure.
You say abuse is probably one of the biggest pieces there. What are some of the biggest risk factors for abuse?
Some of the biggest risk factors for me, just look observing, you see a lot of poverty, you see homelessness, you see a lot of drug abuse, depression, and all of those risk factors can lead to abuse. Most importantly, we have abuse. We have more neglect statistically than we do just have physical abuse. We do have some, but neglect is the biggest issue, because if I'm on drugs, I'm not parenting properly because I can't. If I'm depressed, I'm not parenting properly. Of course, if I'm homeless, I don't have a place to live. All that's going to impact my children.
So you mentioned that the goal here is to build a self-healing community. In other words, to break this cycle. What are the resources available to parents and new parents especially?
New parents especially can benefit from just learning early childhood development, knowing about the environment that your children are raised in. What children are exposed to early impacts them greatly going forward. So if my child is exposed to a traumatic event, I got to think about how did it impact the brain and the environment that the child is in. Those things going forward can impact children greatly. Resources that we have here in the community are parent education. It is the greatest resource that I've found on the face of the earth. And we have readily great evidence-based information for our communities to use and access.
Gaitha, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Gaitha Haynes is the parenting director for the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana. Time to Talk is produced with the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana and Bayou Life magazine. Find out more at KEDM.org.